driving around the country gives you a chance to engage with strangers. You know, there's another story that takes place in northern Arizona in the new book. I was on my way to the Grand Canyon for the first time, and I saw this old hitchhiker on the side of the road, 70 years old. I picked this guy up. His name was John, and he was from Boston. And he told me his story. He had worked in a factory his whole life, and his lifelong dream was to go to the Grand Canyon. And so he told me that a month before, he was at work at this factory, and the guys he worked with were like, dude, it's depressing. Shut up. You're always talking about the Grand Canyon. You're never going to go there. Just shut up about it. And he kind of looked at them and said, I quit. And he turned in his tools, and a few weeks later was on a bus headed west. He got as far as Texas, had been hitchhiking the rest of the way. So here's a guy whose lifelong dream was to go to the Grand Canyon. I was lucky enough to pick him up the last 2 hours before he reached the Grand Canyon. I got to deliver him to the edge of the canyon and see his excitement at achieving his lifelong dream. And we hit it off and spent a few days camping out up there. And I think a lot of the stories in My Heart is an Idiot deal with that kind of thing. You know, the rewards that you have when you take a chance and engage with a stranger, whether it's talking to someone sitting next to you on the bus or sitting next to you at the bar or picking up a hitchhiker if the situation is safe enough. And I just feel like I've always been rewarded, and really wonderful people have come into my life just in the most chance encounters.